Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Substitute Teacher Friday. Austin Bechtold producing Behind the Glass. Thanks so much for finding us and making us a part of your day here on 93.7 The Fan. First hour of the show, talking a lot about the Pirates, the trade deadline, a little bit more than a month out, but I think it's a fascinating story. It wouldn't surprise me if they struck early. There are a lot of opportunities to do that. One of the easy ones, I think, with the Pirates is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. I don't think it's going to be a lucrative deal. I don't think this is going to be franchise-altering or anything like that, but Isaiah Kiner-Falefa can absolutely help a contending team. I realize if you look at the OPS, 665 right now, it's not great, especially if you balance out his salary, $6.3 million. However, he's hitting 273. I think there's probably more to hunt there in the OPS category. I believe his career number in that department is over 700. He can absolutely help a contender, can play a bunch of different positions. He's not naturally an everyday shortstop. I think it's a minor miracle that we've even gotten to this point. He's played on contenders before. Again, wouldn't surprise. There's a lot of reasons for the Pirates to do it. And again, if he can help a team, it's worth it to give the Pirates something. Now, the question I have is, what becomes the succession plan? We expect Isaiah Kiner-Falefa to be traded at some point, whether it's now or whether it's exactly at the deadline. He's going. Who plays shortstop? I wouldn't move O'Neill Cruz back there. I know that. Alika Williams is the only actual shortstop, like person who grew up playing that position and can defensively hold his own at shortstop. I wouldn't bring him up because he can't hit and they need offense. My solution, honestly, is something I think they should start trying out now. Nick Gonzalez, at least in the short term. It's the only thing that I can come up with that makes sense in more than one place. Right? Because one option is to maybe just cover the position. Let's say you have Jared Triolo go there. Okay, well, I mean, he can give you a competent shortstop. He, too, cannot hit. Nick Gonzalez, he's going to be in your lineup every day. Now, Adam Frazier can play second base. That's one option. I'd also be open to an Adam Frazier trade. I think the Pirates, and this is a weird way of explaining what to do at shortstop, need to be mindful of what's happening behind the plate. That involves Joey Bart. That involves Henry Davis. Joey Bart, we've seen this season, is not a defensive catcher, not a strong defensive catcher, I should say. If he's going to be on your roster, and I think he probably will, he needs to learn how to play first base. Spencer Horwitz, you say. What to do with Spencer Horwitz? Well, Spencer Horwitz can play second base. So I realize I'm screwing with a lot of the infield, but if you're going to trade Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and roll your team out the best way possible to maximize reps, don't you want to figure out what you're doing behind the plate? And you got to play. I mean, at some point you have to give Henry Davis actual run. You can't pull him in and out, in and out. Joey Bart might actually help your team. He might be a part of this thing because of his bat. I don't know. He's not going to be a part of this thing because of his glove. I know that. The sooner they can transition him to first base, the better. That's the way I would operate, at least from now until the end of the season. Again, you trade IKF. Nick Gonzalez becomes a shortstop. Try Spencer Horwitz at second base. Doesn't have to be all the time. Start screwing around a little bit with Joey Bart at first base. See how that looks. And use the rest of the season. I mean, I'd also, Nick York, if he's producing in AAA, cool. Give him an opportunity. Maybe Billy Cook somewhere in there. Cool. Young guy, I'm going to give him opportunities. I have no problem with that. The Pirates might take a look at Leover Peguero, I guess. I don't feel great about that. You could also move Key Brian Hayes over. I don't love that. You have a gold glove caliber third baseman. I'd also look to trade Key Brian Hayes. I don't know if that can happen. Again, that's a separate discussion. But I'd certainly think about it. Austin, what would you do? What would your succession plan to IKF be?
Well, I think that moving Spencer Horwitz around and kind of becoming another utility guy is not something I necessarily expected. I would rather see Loyover Peguero and other guys in AAA and give them a run, give them an opportunity before you can truly write them off. I think Gonzalez at second. Sure, Termar Johnson eventually is going to come up. Why can't Johnson play short? Eventually, I think that'll be a placeholder spot for Connor Griffin when he gets here. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe at the end of August next year. Like, is that too? Can they?
I know, but they need somebody right now. Tomorrow, right. Johnson's not been in AAA. I've watched him play. He's not a shortstop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He might be a second baseman. I don't know, man. Like, who in AAA are they really, like, do you really need to see? I don't need to see Alika Williams.
I don't want to see Alika Williams or Bay. I don't want to see them again.
Maybe Peguero?
Would be the guy that I'd give the opportunity to. Peguero was the first guy that was acquired in a trade by Ben Cherington.
I know.
In the Starling Marte trade.
And Brendan Malone, who I think is now out of baseball.
Yep, Brendan Malone, who I don't think ever got out of high A, I think was the highest level that he ever reached.
I know.
And he was a first-round pick of Arizona. But, I mean, Nick Gonzalez has always been a second baseman who has had, what, some run at short. It clearly hasn't gone necessarily well to be able to keep him there. So, instead of, I do want to see some Bart at first. I agree with you on that. Moving Horwitz around, though, I think you're just shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic of a ship that has already sunk for a lot of the offense.
All right. I mean, that's a greater existential question with the Pirates.
Yeah.
I understand. That's a fair critique at this point. But, I mean, somebody's going to have to play short when you trade the guy on the expiring contract that everybody expects to trade, right?
Like, what about Hayes? You brought it up. Hayes at short?
I don't like it. Although, I don't know. Maybe he increases his trade value.
Yeah.
If you're a light-hitting shortstop and you're no longer at a power position, maybe that's more acceptable.
You'd probably move him to short because of the defensive abilities but the lack of a bat, just so that you can open up the window for somebody to come in at third base and be a power hitter for, you know,
yeah,
20 homers, I mean, you'd hope.
Right. I mean, you can live with the lack of offense a little bit more at shortstop, I feel like, than you can at third base. I don't know how much anybody can live with an OPS under 600, though. I mean, here's where I'm at with Hayes, and I think that's also an interesting discussion point. Like, if you can get a team with money to spend in other offense in its lineup that doesn't need that from Ke'Bryan Hayes, excuse me, I should have used the cough button there. I don't know. Like, that's the team I'm targeting. Dad played for the Yankees. There's still affiliations there. Like, it makes all the sense in the world to try to get that done. The Pirates are not getting, even if they are getting a return on investment with $7 million for Ke'Bryan Hayes, it's not the right player. It's not the right player for that spot. They don't need gold glove defense at third base. They need somebody who can hit. They need somebody who can hit, period. If he makes 15 errors next season, if they're third baseman, like Pedro Alvarez would be a better option than Ke'Bryan Hayes at third base. I truly believe that. Maybe not if he's airmailing throws into like the 300 level, but you know, you need a bat. Fundamentally, you need a bat. I don't need a glove. I need a bat. All right, we can get to a couple calls here to round out the segment. Again, reminder, we have Ray Fittipaldo coming up around 11. Look forward to chatting some Steelers with Ray. But a few of you have been on hold. Jeff in Cranberry wants to talk about trading Keller. It's a topic we delved into earlier. What's up, Jeff? You're on the Fan.
I'm not going to go down a rant, Jason, and I'll curtail my Ke'Bryan Hayes comments, but you got me started. I think he would be hitting 230 in American Legion right now. But anyway, I'm not going to go there. What I did want to talk about is Keller. The first thing I do when I see that we've traded for a player, like everybody else, is Google him and see what he's done in the past, right? In the minors, maybe a little major league. If we trade Mitch Keller, and I have to see somebody that Charrington has acquired who has 6 home runs in 2022 in high double A, 4 home runs 2023, is at 220, but has a high ceiling of potential. I'm going to lose my mind. If we get another,
I know, Jeff, you're going to want him to have actual trade return.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to want a mediocre piece back. I get it.
220 hitter.
Yep.
We are the 220 hitter club. That's what we should be called, the 220 hitter club.
I don't know if that quite has a marketable ring to it, my friend.
If you hit 220, you can end up on the Pirates sometime, and you have 2 home runs and 19 RBIs at the end of June, you can be in the Pirates sometime. Can we just identify somebody with a little pop who is major league caliber? This guy is dynamite, Keller. He's going to go right into the 3 or 4 hole in your rotation. He's a solid major leaguer. He's going to improve any team. We have got to hurt them and take one of their really good batting prospects in trade.
Yeah.
And I just think this team can't operate this anymore. Charrington totally blew it. He never ran – one of his database analysts didn't run the scenario where no one was going to hit, you know, even though
– All right, Jeff, I'm going to have to cut you off there. I'm going to have to cut you off. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. We're going to have to get to a break here in a minute. It did make me think a little bit, Austin, about Major League. What are you doing back here, Taylor? Couldn't cut it in the Mexican League. What are you doing with the Pirates?
Here you are now.
Couldn't cut it. It's good stuff. We'll get back into some Pirates talk a little later. I want to keep us on schedule, get to Ray around 11 o'clock per his usual appearance. The fan hotline, and that's how we'll hear from one Ray Fittipaldo, is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, provided trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And our six-pack, there it is. Austin was picking what brand of beer to open up, is brought to you by Bet365. You can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at the 937thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. A good opening first hour, and we didn't even get to everything that I wanted to. Good plan. I wanted to talk a little bit about old friend Rich Hill, with an emphasis on old. Pitched in AAA yesterday against the Indianapolis Indians. We'll talk about another pitcher on the Indianapolis Indians pitching staff, Bubba Chandler. What did the Pirates do with them? What has happened? What has happened there?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.